League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Kirk Adams, CEO of Green Rock Mining. GROC is ticker there. Kirk, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for inviting me, Justin. Good to talk again.
Yeah, and you're progressing very well there. Plenty of constant news coming out from your operations and projects there in Greenland. Before we get into the appointment of the contractors for the EIA and the SIA, Thule Black Sands, explain, if you could, Kurt, what is Greenrock all about for people not familiar?
Oh, Greenrock, we're a company that is totally focused on Greenland minerals and specifically critical minerals in Greenland. And we're a company that are driven by the idea of taking projects up the development curve and into production as expeditiously, as quickly as we possibly can.
Okay, excellent stuff. Thanks, Kirk. So explain, if you could, why is the appointment of the contractors for the environmental impact assessment and the social impact assessment significant?
Oh, it's absolutely significant, Justin. And the reason for it is because in Greenlandic law, you need three things in order to get a mining license from the government. Mm-hmm. The first thing that you need is a JORC resource of sufficient quality that would support a mining operation. And I'll talk a little bit about that at the end. But one of the two other key issues that you have to complete from a Greenlandic perspective are a social impact assessment and obviously any mitigations from the social perspective for the project itself, and also an environmental impact assessment and mitigations for that. Those two things are absolutely required, and you know, we've done the environmental baseline study back 2021, so that was the initial as I say, background study. You need a second year of background study. That's going to happen this year on the environmental work. And with those things, we are in a position that those three things, the SIA, the EIA, and the JORC, we are able, or we will be able to, once they're completed, we'll be able to apply for a mining license from the Greenlandic government. And it's a really big step. And these companies that we've appointed are Greenland specialists. You know, they understand the environment very, very well, and we're very confident that we're on the right track now.
Yeah, yeah. And tell us about the potential here and you know, your feasibility study, hopefully, to happen here.
Well, yes. I mean, the potential is phenomenal. I mean, we already have 90 million tonnes at 8.9% contained ilmenite. That I use the word advisedly, but it's one of the highest, if not the highest, grade of ilmenite in the world in a in a beach sand deposit. So it's a phenomenally good deposit. We have 249 holes that we drilled over the southern area of the license this year. And what we did this year was, in fact, define the basement of that area by drilling down through the permafrost to the basement of the black sand area. And we're anticipating the results from that in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, it really is as soon as that. So we're anticipating that we'd get the results from that, and I'd be very, very surprised if, one, we didn't have considerably more tons than we currently have in Jork, and secondly, that we had greater deal of confidence in that. And that's the building block that the government needs. They need to be able to see that, to say, yes, you do have a project of a size that would enable you to build a commercial mine, and that along with the EIA and SIA are what they require in order to give you a license. And as I say, I'm extremely positive about it. I think we're looking very good up at the Thule Black Sands project right now.
Yeah. And you're saying that those results are due in the next few weeks, is that right?
Yeah, the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'd anticipate getting the initial assay results from IHC IHC Mining in Brisbane, a specialist black sands company. So we're anticipating getting those imminently, as I say. And then shortly after that, probably 2 or 3 weeks after that, we would have, I would imagine, that the competent person would take a good look at that and say, yes, we can increase the size of the jork. But that's me arm waving and being very positive. But I have no reason to believe I'm not correct about that.
Yeah, so that's the plan. That's good. Okay, marvellous stuff. All right, well, if you could then, Kirk, for people maybe not following the story yet, but liking the sound of what you're doing then, the progress you're making, if you could give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Green Rock Mining to their watch list, please.
Well, I mean, the first one is that we have, a Black Sands project, which is, for want of a better word, world class. It's certainly one of the highest, if not the highest grade ilmenite in the world. And we are driving up the development curve on that. So we're doing all of the work we need to do to take it towards feasibility and therefore ultimately production. That's one thing. The second thing is that we have another great project, which we didn't mention today, but is really important, the Amitsoq graphite project down on the southern tip of Greenland. And again, that's moving forward very expeditiously. We had a fantastic maiden resource there, and we've got all of our plans in place now to do a major drilling campaign there this summer. I'm anticipating that too will be expanding in terms of size. One of the things that I haven't said to you before, and a really good strong reason for wanting to invest in Greenrock, is that if you look at that, and if you just valued the in-ground value of the graphite, of that material down in the southern area, that in-ground value at $1,000 a ton, which is pretty much what it is for anode-type material concentrate, if you look at 1.6 million tons of material, that's $1.6 billion of in-ground value that we have currently down there, and we're going to make it bigger. So from that perspective, I think we're a fantastic company for graphite, we're a fantastic company for ilmenite, and the third thing is that we are incredibly focused and very, very pushy in terms of driving our projects towards production and getting for the production premium for our shareholders.
Yeah, marvellous stuff, Kirk. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Good to talk.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.